I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hughesy, we have a problem. Monday night on Channel 10.
My name's Dave Hughes, and like everyone else, I have problems. One of my problems at the moment is my wife doesn't want me to do any more ads. She thinks it's hurting my brand. I love doing ads. If you've got a company, I will advertise for you. Yes, honestly, I once got rang up by a baked bean company who wanted me to be their ambassador. I said, great, it's been my life's dream. And I'll do everything you want me to do. Your publicist can be with me while I'm trying to promote your brand, as this publicist was. I'm doing radio interviews, talking about baked beans, having a great time. Got off the interview, she said, didn't like that. I said, why? She said, they didn't take you seriously. I said, I'm a comedian and we're talking baked beans. Strap yourself in, there's going to be some fart jokes today. She said, you didn't get the key message across. I said, what is it? She said, our beans are homegrown. Other people import their beans. I said, I will get that message across. In the next phone interview, we were talking and I said, guys, you've got to remember, our beans grew here, their beans flew here. Got off air and she was even angrier. She said, that was racist. I said, they're beans. You're a great crowd. Everyone's got problems. Let's start this. Problem. This is the show where your problems get our solutions, and I cannot do this show alone. I probably could, but it wouldn't be as fun. What I need is four of Australia's best problem solvers, and I've got them. Can we put our hands together for Anne Edmonds, Matt O'Kine, Kate Lenbrook, and Dave Thornton. Guys, you've got problems as well. We're going to get to them later on. You're all looking fantastic tonight. You girls are looking beautiful.
Oh, really?
Thanks,
and you guys are looking tall.
So you've got this thing about us. You don't like that Matt and I are tall.
Yeah.
No, I don't like you handsome. I don't like anything about you both.
Well, you know what I don't like about you? You got too much hair.
You have got a lot of hair.
Oh, yes.
Look at this. Look at what's going on here.
Oh, is it on the mark?
What, you think his hat is because it's cool? No, it's because I don't get burnt by the lights, mate.
Mate, your receding hairline is what I really like about you. I love you. Obviously, you're both talented. But this is not the problem. My problem isn't my insecurity. The problems are here with people. People have got actual issues.
We need to help.
Let's solve them, all right? Let's do it right now. And they're real problems and they need real solutions. This is a relationship problem from Mel from Baldwin North. I want to propose to my boyfriend, but he's quite traditional and I don't want to tread on his toes. But I can't keep waiting. Should I bite the bullet? Is it okay for a woman to propose to a man? You've been proposed to, haven't you?
No! Stop rubbing it in.
We thought you once had a fiancé.
No, I've got nothing.
I don't think you say when a girl says, no, I've never been proposed to, which is not an astounding idea. Mm. You don't go, what, not in your whole life?
Not in your many decades.
I've had this situation. My partner proposed to me initially.
Oh, you've done it.
Yeah, and we're and finances do come into it. Like, we're like, should we get married? Nah, we want a veranda. We've done that. But weirdly enough, I thought I was progressive. I assumed I was. And then I did not see this coming. I didn't.
How did she do it?
We were in the surf.
Right.
And then she started on that diatribe that you hear all the men do, where they're like, we have been together for so long.
What is it?
And we're in the surf, and I'm like, are you going to drown me? Are you taking me out right now?
Where was she hiding the ring?
Reach into here.
I've lost a bodyboard in the water, let alone a ring, you know what I mean?
Man, Australia lost a prime minister in the water. Yeah. Good point. She pulls out Harold Holt, he's holding the ring.
How did
we've done everything backward, because then, then we got pregnant, and then she's like, wait a minute, why don't you wear a ring? Like, we're not married yet, why aren't you wearing a ring? I said, that's a really good point. I do deserve a ring. Let's go ring shopping. We went and got a ring. And the thing is, I wear it on my right hand because I'm left-handed. And my mate's always winding me up, like, no, but you're engaged, man. You should wear it on that hand. I'm like, hang a second, you're right-handed, so you guys all get the luxury of when you're at home on your own and you've got... And you've got strong internet connection.
Oh, no!
And you're getting more acquainted with yourself, nothing's going to catch.
Have you turned beautiful marriage stories into a story about you masturbating at home?
No, that's fair enough.
That's exactly what I did, and listen to the laughter.
I wear my wedding ring on my right hand. I do, absolutely. So and I've got a tattoo of my wife's name.
Please don't tell us why.
Why can't I tell you why?
Well, is it going to be like his?
No, I wear it on my right hand because in my left hand there's webbing and it wasn't fit, so... Yeah, absolutely.
What are you, a frog?
No, but I come from a country town with a shallow gene pool.
And he needs the webbing to swim across that gene pool.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying for this
What are you saying?
What I'm saying is that Nicky and I love each other very much. We didn't do everything.
So you can't
we did everything
with
back.
A wedding ring on.
We did everything back to front, but it worked out. So I'm just saying.
I think, though, it doesn't sound like he's into it.
Oh, you
That's
think...
what I'm picking up
yeah,
on.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Like, do you know what? I don't want to be persecuted because I'm privileged, but it's very nice to be proposed to. That's the only reason I would say don't you
right,
propose.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
It's just nice. Even just if you nice. Have to wring it out of them, by the time it comes, deeply satisfying.
So when it comes, Anne, just yes. know it's going to be worth the wait, all right? So.
Okay, thanks. I wouldn't do it because I'd be too scared of rejection. I'd be like, do you want to marry me? Ha ha, who cares? And run off.
Now, let's move on. This is a video problem. Let's take a look.
Hi, Husey. My name is Sarah and I live on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland. My problem is my neighbours are addicted to loud karaoke. However, they are awful and it echoes right through my bedroom. There are only so many times I can tell them to shut up. Please help me. What should I do?
Mm. All right. She's got a lovely artwork on her wall.
I was going to say, where are those...
What the, was that? Was that a bit
standing?
Banksy?
It's like she was taken hostage by some Swedish terrorists in IKEA. That's what it looked like.
Yeah, I understand. We can mock how she set up her... but we really do need more people sending videos. Well, let's have a listen. This is actual karaoke through the wall, apparently, from her bedroom to what's going on the other side in a completely different abode. Here we go. Oh, well, I like it.
I don't think it's that bad. That was on key, wasn't it?
This is not Australian Idol, but...
I just can't believe that she's actually living next door to Adele.
Yeah.
Why is he on?
Amazing.
Yes.
Well, she's not, obviously. She's living next door to people who are too loud. And
but this is the thing, all right? So karaoke is a bit like jet skis. So the person who's on the jet ski loves the jet ski and is the king of the world, and every other sad sack on the beach hates your guts. And karaoke is like that, particularly involving that upper register. That's just hellish. But when you're doing it, you feel magnificent.
You feel
That's
liberated.
True. I don't like that you don't like good karaoke singers. I'm a good karaoke singer.
I know, you're so desperate.
We're going to get to you.
I know that
we're going to get to you later on. No, we're not blowing our load this early. You are singing later on, all right? So just keep your bloody hat on.
Can I ask you this? What song would you sing at Husey's funeral?
At Husey's funeral? What's that Enrique one?
Time to say goodbye. Well, it would be, wouldn't it?
Are you an opera singer?
Well, funnily enough, Husey, yes.
What?
Oh, I'm not. What? No, my parents used to sing together in church, like in operatic voice. It was humiliating. I used to hide under the chairs.
Right.
So I must have, like, repressed it. Then years later, I was asked to sing Silent Night at a concert and I was trying to work it out on the keyboard.
Yeah.
And I was going, sigh, sigh, sigh. And then all of a sudden I went, Silent Night! Out of nowhere. I was like, it's in me.
But no. Keep going. There's dogs from Australia coming towards the TV. Give us one more. Give us another go.
Oh, that was off.
You couldn't tell. You don't want to pursue it as a career?
Sure, if Opera Australia's watching, I'll have a go.
Yeah, they're big fans.
Pop me in a dress, pop me on stage, I'll...
You wear dresses very often?
Nah.
Why did you ask that?
Why did I ask that?
Yes.
To prove that I was listening. Saying is just enjoy the music from next door, yeah?
Oh, yeah,
yeah, relax, have a good time. We'll wake up early and sing Oasis. All right, let's move on. This one's a video problem from Anna in Port Melbourne. Take a look.
Hughesy, I've got a problem. I know he's cute and all, but people keep on insisting kissing him on the face, near his lips, and I don't like it. How do I tell him to back off?
All right, can you tell someone not to kiss your baby on the lips?
What?
She looks like...
I just reckon friend lip kissing, baby or not, not on. Like yeah, I've had a couple mates, they're like, oh, good to see you. And then they just land one on you and you're
mates?
Like, that's saliva.
What girl
right
mates?
There.
Boy mates.
Oh, girl mates.
Oh, girl mates.
It sounds like mates. When you say mates,
it sounds
like...
Mates, it sounds like boys.
Which is fine. It's whatever you're into.
That's probably good for baby's immunity, actually.
Oh, what?
For baby to be kissed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Of course. It's impossible to hold a little baby and not schnug the top of their gorgeous head.
My son, who's eight, he loves kissing babies. Yes. Like he's going for re-election
he's
or something.
So.
It's weird.
That is true, though, but I've even seen someone do this where the kid was breastfeeding, like it was a family function, and then someone goes,
then someone with a little bump and then kisses it on the cheek, and I'm like, whoa, 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 no, no, no. You just gave her a motorboat. Right. That was...
Was it one of your mates?
I had a friend whose mother used to kiss me on the lips, like, and come up and like kiss me.
Mother,
on the lips.
Something happens
That's
to
wrong.
Women when we get older.
Yeah.
Something we get all weird and lip kissing.
Well, don't.
And auntie.
Yeah.
Well, we can't help it. It must be in the.
My wife's grandmother is always mad on the.
For you.
Mad for me, honestly. Yeah. Rita, if you're watching, I like it. That's really disturbing. She's in hospital at the moment, so get well.
That's hilarious. Raph's trying to land one on her. You're like, get out of the way, kid. But in conclusion, for that kid, I don't know, just say it's got Zika and everyone will back away. I don't know. Yeah. Just...
I reckon
that. He doesn't like that. He doesn't like that.
All right. Yes. We've solved it. Don't kiss the babies. Yes, absolutely. Now, guys, the audience also has issues, and we're going to solve one of them right here, right now. I want to welcome to the stage a young man whose name is Rain Brady, but he goes by the moniker, I believe, of Muggsy. Come here, Muggsy. There you go, Muggsy. So you're from the Central Coast, and you have a problem, Muggsy. What is your problem?
Yeah, well...
Apart from your hat. No, your hat looks good. You okay with
keep
that?
It's like Michael Jackson, you know?
It's not affecting your vision at all? Or?
No, of course not. No. So, yeah, I've been doing hip-hop music for a while, man. Like, I'm 27.
Yeah.
I started when I was 14 and, you know, I've released two albums and I work really hard for this, like, trying to get on radio play or, you know, features and so-and-so. And then next minute I'll see, like... just a one-hit wonder, like, make it. You know, I just feel like, you know, it's the fear of not making, you know.
Yeah, you're not making it. 27, mate, very common problem. A lot of young musicians get frustrated. Other people are getting attention, they're not, and they're really talented and they should get attention.
Exactly.
You know, I get that. What do you do? I mean, how do you...
Talk to Matt, I can't.
Well, okay, look, I've struggled to try and make it as a rapper for years and years. I don't know, you can always try, like, a rebrand. You're running yourself as a business, as an artist. You gotta...
Well, that's what you have to do, man. Like, you know, you are a business, but...
Wait, are you giving me advice now? You're 27, not that old, man.
Nah, that's what I was about to say.
All right, can I ask a craft question? How much are you practicing?
Mm. Oh, every day. Like, lack of sleep. Like, I don't sleep.
You're not sleeping at all.
I sleep, but I mean...
Is that why the sunlight is a problem for you now?
I feel that, like, time wasted could be, like, a time for a shot sort of thing. I don't want to fall back into, like, a 9-to-5, like, stacking shows when I could be, you know...
Absolutely.
Well, okay, so, you know, there was, like, there's, like, some battle raps that happened on the internet, you know, where, like, it's really launched some people's careers. I mean, one of the ones was, 2.8 million views for Cursor and 360's battle rap. Right now,
I love 360. 360, the Australian guy.
Yeah, I've already admitted that I'm trying to be a rapper, and my career is basically already in the dump. So we're on national TV right now. If you can. step up and destroy me
on
live TV. Then this will... Man, you'll be groomed.
So we're talking a battle rap.
Battle rap?
Oh, my God, this is like the Australian version of 8 Mile. This is like 15 and a half kilometres or whatever the hell.
Well, this show, I believe, is going really well, but no one has ever come up with a rap about it. So could you, like, positively rap about, I don't know, me?
Do I need to, like...
No, definitely not.
You don't want any... No music.
No music.
No, right, let's go.
A dry battle. So it's Muggsy versus... Woo! What are we calling? So, all right, you can eyeball him with that hat in that position. Here we go, this is Muggsy. Here we go.
Ring, ring goes my mobile phone. It's Channel 10 on the line saying, come on the show. Knowing years after years to try to conquer my goals, I'd be an idiot to toss this off and say no. Now Hughesy wants me to battle this feminine MC. Come on, Hughie, you can't be real, G. I'm the underground, he's the mainstream. You've seen the chaos that they brought to our culture and our scene. Man, I've lost my next line, man.
Don't worry, bro.
You got it, Muggsy.
Oh, man. Come on. We got another culture vulture in our hip-hop culture. Man, come on, QZ, you're the problem solver.
Whoa! Yeah. Go. So it's Maddie's going, here we go.
If you got bad words about Hughesy, save it, because he's the finest specimen since Michelangelo's David.
Whoa!
Yeah, bro. It was actually once declared that Wright said Fred penned I'm Too Sexy based off Dave Hughes's head.
Oh!
Yeah, see, there's no feelings in your pants when you look at me or Muggsy, but one look at Dave Hughes and you're prematurely cum, see? Sorry, it doesn't usually happen.
Whoa. Well, I certainly have experienced an emotion that...
He's like the love child of Gigi and Ryan Gosling. In fact, the fact that he's too good in the sack is Hughesy's only problem.
This is gonna
get... Except that he's never low-key. Yeah, Hughesy's got a problem, that's true. Where's he gonna keep his logie?
Whoa! I love both raps. Mm. Can there be only one winner? On Hughesy, we have a problem. Everyone gets dinner.
I don't know who won, but you definitely lost.
Muggsy, good stuff doing its thing. Good on you, man. We'll be back.
G'day, Sandra Sully here. I hope you're enjoying this podcast. If you're looking for more to listen to, head over to Short Black with me next. I talk to all kinds of amazing women who are making a difference. Good women, great chat.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome back to the show that tells problems where to go. And we all know that celebrities have even bigger problems than normal person. Mm. And right now, we've got a massive celebrity who's going to come out here and share his problem. Give it up for Ian Smith. You might remember him as Harold from Neighbours. It's an honour.
You've got to stand up.
Yeah.
For a night.
All right, let's all stand up. Come on, everyone stand up. Yes, fair enough.
We don't have a lot of royalty.
Yeah,
no, that is true.
You're saying I'm an old queen?
No, mate, Harold Bishop from Neighbours is one of the most iconic characters from that show, without a doubt. Mm. And you've entertained the families of Australia for decades.
Mm.
And,
thank you.
Yes. So what possibly could be a problem in your life?
Well, you see, Harold, silly old fart, he won't go away. Me, Ian Smith, goes out, well, not anymore because I'm retired, but I go out looking for work. They say, oh, no, but you were in Neighbours, you were Harold. You couldn't possibly be a murdering paedophile. How could you...
and that is annoying to you. But before we get to that, I would just like to show a couple of other people who've been on Neighbours. Mm. We're going to start with Matt O'Kine, who has been... You haven't been on Neighbours, have you, Dave?
What? No.
No.
Because the woman who casts everyone at Neighbours, I don't know if she still does.
Jen Russ.
Jen Russ. And then I get there and she's like, how are you? And she goes, hi, I'm Jen Russ. And I went, oh, generous. All right.
pretty funny.
And then she just looked at me and she said, I heard you're a comedian. I'm not getting this.
You shouldn't egg the casting director. Matt has been on. Let's have a quick look at Matt.
Let's have a look.
Let's have a look. This is Maddie.
I didn't sign on for this either. Georgia wrote me into it.
If you guys want to join me, we'll get started.
Let's just get it over and done with.
Okay, that's good. Just hold it a second. Can you give us a smile?
Right, that's it. So is that one scene for you, Matt, or were you in for a little while?
Yeah, look. That was. I did two scenes, and my problem is, how did I let them dress me like that?
Mm. Yeah,
that was shocking.
Funky photographer.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Some other people who are in Neighbours dressed a little bit differently. Let's have a look at someone else who's been on Neighbours.
Excuse me.
Yes, I see, but what reception? Do you know if there's a mobile phone tower around here anywhere?
See that little road down there? Go along that about 5 miles, you come to an old silo. Ignore that. Keep going about 3.5 miles.
I tell you what, we might just leave, but thank you for your help.
That's
a precursor to Wolf Creek.
Yeah. Yes. All right. So we showed those. They're not your problem, though. Your problem is that we believe that you should still have your moment in the sun.
Yes.
So, yes, that you, it's not all over. I don't want to hear the fact that you retired. So yes. If the right role came along...
Maybe the way that we perceive you as an actor.
That's the problem. And these people who are casting...
I don't understand.
..these young people... I did, before I was in Neighbours, I was on stage for 23 years.
You're absolutely. He could be a gladiator, Russell Crowe, Australian / New Zealander.
I often wished I'd had a go at that.
Yes, you could have been the gladiator.
Yeah, I could have.
So if you don't mind, we're just going to have a little crack at this, all right?
Oh,
can I give you that to wear on your head? Can I give you... Can you put that on your head? I think you can.
I
hope you can. Does it fit?
About any of this.
Can I be in it too?
All right.
And can I be in it? Addie and I are desperate to do some action.
Yeah, why don't you play Maximus's his sisters?
I'll be over here crying and
you can cry. I've heard you're very good at that.
Yeah, right.
And
then
Kate will be like my older sister. Go, nah, it's fine.
Come
on,
right.
We'll do what you like. I
so
don't
wait
know
a minute.
What
you're single. You're helping her out. Is he a Tinder date?
What's he? What's he coming in to do?
No,
whatever
he wants. That's my ex.
Oh, is that your ex? Oh, that's why he's gone off to fight.
And I'm going to tell you some about him.
Singulus. What troubles you, my love?
Bloody Maximus last night.
Yes.
Got drunk. Then hooked up with Sharon.
I don't know where this is going, but
Maximus...
I know!
Oh, for God's sake.
Just Singulus, please don't cry.
All right, Maximus, enter scene.
Oh. Oh, you always turn up with your shield.
Octavitur beedlinga bila.
That's
Latin for go fuck yourself.
How dare you!
How dare you!
It was a different time. We didn't have the same sensibilities.
How dare you, Maximus? I gave you everything.
How did you know?
that my name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legion, so-called because they're a bunch of pussies.
Because it was on your Tinder profile!
Oh. And I will have my vengeance in this life.
Oh, no.
No. No.
Or the next.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God, that was shocking.
Come on, give it up for that. It's guest problem time. Dave, how can we help you?
My partner and I already have a cute little 18-month-old bub.
Yeah.
But we're deciding, we're trying, which is always a very adult thing you can say in polite conversation.
Yeah.
So my partner, Nikki, is very organised, and she said, would you like to put in our shared iCalendar when I'm ovulating?
So are you literally getting messages on your phone?
It's like, you know, friends of mine who are single, and I've never lived in the Tinder age. I was never single in the Tinder age.
Yeah.
So you've got friends that are swiping and they're all like, the excitement of the possibility of sex is like, oh, this is amazing. Mine pops up like, I've got to go home, guys. You know, you're there and she's like, right, put the kid down. You're like, should we watch Netflix? He's like, no, get on it, soldier. Like, it's just... And, you know, by day 5 or 6, you think it's a great thing, but then by then you're just like, oh, God. Like,
I forgot a job, a chore.
To be honest, I don't want to be too graphic, but you know the reason is just like two chalk dusters just... like, you just...
But, I mean, aren't you... Once you, if you're 5 days in a row, basically you're shooting blanks anyway, aren't you? I mean, I think you need...
Yeah, I don't want to meet that kid. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, if you get the day 1 or 2 kid, that kid's just going to... burst out and just be like, be lifting up cars and helping people out.
Yeah.
The day 5 kid, he's cooling out. He's sleeping for 14 hours a day.
Allergies.
Yeah, he's keeping figurines till he's 50 years old. You know, like...
We've had 3, so we had 3 successes, which is great. And, you know, my wife would then stand on her head against the wall.
What? Absolutely. Wouldn't it have been more fun if she did that during the act?
Yeah.
Why say the kinky stuff for the afters?
She's definitely not doing that.
Like, do you need to spice up however you're getting the information, you know? Like, so if she says, I'm ovulating now, like, your phone goes off and you see, like it looks like the Uber map and there's, like, a little egg that's leaving the... Your egg is leaving the ovaries now, and then it's like you can track it go down and get lost for a bit, and then it cancels, and another one
that
comes.
Really
and
that.
Then...
Maddie, the bit that would hurt though is afterwards. I'm like, 2-star rating. What's that?
Yeah, what about a fight? Always, it's always fun to have a fight and then have makeup sex. Why don't you start some fights? You're a bitch. Send.
Yeah. I was just hanging out with my ex and she looks amazing. Here we go.
It does make us feel better. So keep trying, mate. You're lucky you're doing well, all right? So just keep having fun, yeah? That's from Uncle Hughesy. Think of me next time you go to do the deed.
Why are we going to be going for it? I'm like, Uncle Hughesy told me to
hang on. I want you to do the impersonation.
Use your wife's name while you do it. Go on, go on. Here we go. Come on. Come on. Come on.
In advance, I'm sorry.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Yep.
Nikki, I really like trying with you. It's been amazing.
Kate Langbrook. I believe you have a problem.
So, my problem is probably representative of what's happening around Australia at the moment, which is drug-addicted crazies.
Yeah.
And one tried to kick our front door in a couple of weeks ago.
Absolutely.
My husband, Peter, went outside to see what was going on, and because, because I'm so big and tough, I went outside with him.
Yes.
And I tried to shut the gate and he pushed the gate back on me. We were like that. My husband's outside the gate. I was inside the gate. I remembered, realised I'd left the front door open, ran back inside. Thank goodness, because then he tried to kick the door in.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
But I'll just tell you, it made news around Australia. Let's have a look at some of the news it made. Absolutely.
Radio presenter Kate Langbrook has been left bruised and terrified.
Radio personality Kate Langbrook has told of the terrifying moment a man tried to force his way into her home while her children were inside.
Popular radio host Kate Langbrook has been left shaken.
Yeah, so that was all over the news. Look, I was very happy with the publicity you got out of it, to be honest. It was really good for our radio brand. Yeah, so, and your husband was on our radio show. Want to hear a little bit of that. We're describing the fact that he was outside.
I was out the front. I was watching the madman kicking the front door and with my whole family inside.
Were you videoing it at least?
So we had a laugh about it.
Well, you have to.
You've got to laugh about the situation. But I'm saying to you, and I'd like the panel's input on this, that Katie, who is a very brave woman, and we know you get a bruised arm out of it, very stressful situation, that you should have stayed inside.
And wait for him to come to you.
Yes, absolutely. What example, recently we're upstairs and my wife said, I think there's someone downstairs.
Yeah.
And she wanted me to go investigate. And I didn't. I just stayed at the top of the stairwell. I stayed at the top of the stairwell like, I will cordon off this area. He can have downstairs and do what he likes. But he's not getting up those stairs. So that's what I did.
That's fair enough, though. You know, your possessions don't mean anything. You
can, absolutely.
You know what I remember I bought a VR, a virtual reality thing, you know, you put on your phone. And I'm not proud of this, but the first thing I did was tried VR porn. Anyways, it doesn't matter. The problem is you've got a mask on like this, and you know, you've got headphones on like this, you're in quite a compromising position, you know, in your lounge room. And I started getting really paranoid about what would happen if I got robbed, because they'd just open the door and just see me like. You know, so I was really paranoid, so I started just saying things out loud that would deter a robber should they be near my front door or anything. Right. So I just started doing it, but being like, I can see you. I know you're there.
Pop that hand away.
And also, you know what? That's the most come hither voice I've ever heard. I can see you.
Well, all right, well, I believe you should stay inside. Anyway, what do you say, Dave?
I know you've got a lot of kids. Send one of them out.
The little one to disarm him?
Yeah, that's a great distraction. Mm.
I think we're going to have to agree to disagree on this situation, all right? So well done. You've done a great job and you are definitely a hero. So everyone give it up for Kate Langer. You get to air your grievances and then I get to air mine. It's Husey's problem of the week. I talked about it in the opener. My brand. My wife is concerned about my brand. She believes I'm doing too many advertisements. I've done a number over the journey, I won't deny that, trying to feed the family and also to promote some great Australian products. Let's have a look at some of the ads I've done over the journey. You guys are hopeless.
Oh, it was his fault.
Cold means a great deal to Australia.
You like it hot?
Yes, please.
Does he like it hot generally? It's 100% plant-based.
What's your flavour?
I love them all. It's like trying to say you've got a favourite child. Probably do. It's tough to say.
Take the tan.
French name, Australian known and made.
Right, Curly?
Susie, you're holding up the line, mate. Beano's Pacific Explorer's pretty much got something for everyone.
My new whirlpool uses less water than other front loaders. So there you go. Have a look at that. That's a catalogue to be proud of, I believe. I know Kate Langbrook's got a few issues with my amount of advertising. We do a radio show together and I'm always saying yes to ads and where she's, should we do it or not?
I don't do ads.
You don't do ads.
When I was an actor, I'd happily pretend to be a character in an ad. Mm. But just as myself, I don't like people endorsing stuff, especially if they don't believe in it, like you and Samboy Chips.
At the time, I was a big believer in Samboy
but
Chips.
But you didn't eat Samboy Chips.
I ate those free ones.
Careful.
We could hear from you all night, or we could bring an expert on advertising from Gruen. Yes, the brilliant Dee Madigan coming through. See, from Campaign Edge, and you're a regular on Gruen, which is a brilliant television show on the ABC. So what do you think about Kate's stance about not doing ads at all? How do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's like how you think about your personal brand.
Yes.
And Your personal brand isn't what you think about it, it's what your target market thinks about it. And I think they think you're probably a bit of a bogan media slut. Yeah. And in a sense, that I reckon...
Which is, that's a good... That's
I reckon
a good...
you're totally nailing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
The term personal brand makes me physically sick.
I'm sort of with you. What do you think about that?
Look, yes, except it makes a lot of people really, really rich. So, yeah, no, sometimes I see, like, my kids will say it's the man with the annoying voice on TV again, and I know it's a Dave Hughes ad.
Is that his brand?
But it cuts through. So
no, thank
normally,
you.
Normally when you hear TV ads, they're these perfectly articulated, kind of boring voices.
Right,
so when you hear one that isn't like that, like on radio...
Buy the chips.
Totally. The ads that you hear, like the ones that stand out are the Bing Lee ones, because they don't have this perfect English voice.
But it must work if people are still... Like, he's done ads for so many things in just in our time together.
Look, how long's a career in TV? It's so
Well,
cool.
his has proved to be...
Yeah, but at some point it's just going to die completely. So do everything.
That's what I say to my wife. Totally. I said,
what would Kate advertise?
What would I advertise?
Then be as harsh on her.
I'd go a hair product. You've got
that's nice.
What if you want a Russian woman's hair?
There you go.
And also,
that's all right.
What about a security service?
That's all right.
So what am I, like Ashley and Martin's or something like that?
Security service for Kate. She was happy to go out there. She didn't sit back.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Sort of. Yeah. Oh, no.
Yes.
Security door.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like to be safe in my house.
Yeah.
I reckon.
Slam the door.
You could call it
hard. Good luck getting in, crackheads.
Oh, I love it.
And you could call it hard bitch security. Dave Thornton, what would you do for him, do you reckon?
Well, you know, I do a lot of voiceovers because then no one sees your face and you kind of get away with it. No one even knows. Like, I did one recently for Liquorland. And, like, we've got the same manager, Hughesy and I.
Yeah, right, yes,
great.
We do.
But she's just like, are you fine with this brand? I'm like, yeah. the thing is, it's the opposite, because you do the Liquorland ads, and then I walk into Liquorland because there's one around the corner for me, and I'm a bit like, Liquorland, we've got a drink for that. And you're like, I don't know who you are. And you're like, I'm the guys on the voiceover!
Yeah.
Where's my free Savvy Blanc?
Well, you should just do your Hughesy impression and try and trick them into thinking it's you. You are Hughesy.
I'll sell anything.
Yeah. Hughesy Funeral Services. I swear to God, this is a true story.
I hope you don't die as hard as my shit jokes.
A company used someone doing my voice in an ad.
Yes.
And guess what? I sued that company. I can't name them because that's part of the settlement, but...
I don't think that makes you more attractive.
People used to say to me, oh, when I used to do jokes about being on the doll, they'd say, what about if you got rich and famous? You can't do jokes about being on the doll. I'm like, I'll cross that bridge when I come to it. And I'll cross that bridge
and
with a bucket load of cash.
That's great. You love money. I would do heaps of stuff.
I don't love money. I love working. That's all. I really do. Absolutely.
It is true. He will turn up for...
Yeah. Anything.
Yeah.
You've got three kids.
I've got three kids.
I want to leave the house as well. I reckon it's that sort of any opportunity you get, you're out of there.
Well, Dean, me and you should go on the road together.
Totally.
You could...
But who would look after the kids?
I don't care.
Fair enough.
And that's the attitude I want of my advertising guru.
Yeah,
Dean
right.
Madigan, thanks for being here. Appreciate it. Great. Well done. Thank you. After the break, see you on Guru and coming back soon. After the break, more problems than you can poke a stick at. Don't go anywhere.
Shine your boots, Governor.
Yeah, all right, lad. They're looking a bit grimy.
All right, I'll clean them up then. Sit down.
Thank you.
So you're reading the old paper there, sir.
Yeah, what's it to you?
Oh, I've got a new thing. It's a way to listen to the paper in your ears, you see.
What are you on about, kid?
I'm on about Ten Speaks podcasts.
What's a Ten Speaks podcast?
It's like a newspaper for your ear holes.
Well, what sort of thing do they talk about then?
All sorts of things, Governor.
Go on.
There's one about your house. Not your house.
My house?
Not your house.
Who's talking about my house then?
I mean just houses in general. And other design-related things. That one's with Barry Dubois.
Barry Dubois?
Yeah, you know, from the Friday show.
From the living room.
That's the one.
Yeah. Well, what if I don't want to hear about my home or other people's homes?
That's all right. You strike me as the kind of guy who might watch The Bachelor.
The Bachelor? I've watched A Bachelor.
Well, maybe you'll hear a bit more about that on one of our Reality Bites podcasts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
All right, the shoes are done, Governor. That'll be 10 quid.
How much?
10 squids, mate.
That's outrageous.
You're outrageous. I'm out of here.
Welcome back to the home stretch, everyone. We haven't got much time left, but we've got a lot of problems. So it's quick fire, yes or no. Don't think, just say, and we'll get through this together. Mm-hmm. All right, Paul writes, the treasurer at the Cricket Club works at the tax office. I'm paranoid he's going to crack down on our cash-only raffles. Should I move a vote against him?
Yes!
No! No.
If anyone knows a loophole about not paying taxes, people on the inside.
Yeah. Want him on the inside pissing out, not on the outside pissing in. Yeah. Although, I'd probably just use the toilet. Emily has emailed, a good-looking real estate agent knocked on my door and said he was interested in selling my house. I didn't tell him I was renting because he was so cute. Should I fess up, yes or no?
No!
No, just let him sell the house and go no. Yeah, right.
Sure!
Nicola writes, my kids got some plastic guns off their grandparents and they love playing with them, but I'm conflicted, so I secretly throw them in the bin. Yes or no?
No!
Plastic guns don't kill people.
No.
No, real guns kill people.
People kill people.
People kill people.
No, mate, they don't lead to gun violence. It's just great.
I wouldn't
super soakers.
So. No, because my kids love their gunplay.
Yeah, it's just fun.
Absolutely. Kai has a problem. My girlfriend has banned me from texting on the toilet. Is this fair?
Yes.
P.S.
No.
No.
No. No. Yes.
P.S. I'm writing this while I'm on the toilet.
As the father of a young child, enjoy it now before your kids come in and you can't even crap on your own.
I know. My children turn up into the toilet and go, Dad, that stinks. What are you doing in here? Liana writes, my fiancé wants me to take his surname. His surname is Cockburn. Is it okay to ignore him, yes or no?
What are you doing? You see the name Cockburn on Tinder, you're like... What are you doing there? You got into this mess.
Liana Cockburn's, you know, it's not like her name's Ivana.
Phil has emailed, my 10-year-old son is terrible at table tennis, but I'm way too competitive to let him win. Is it okay to beat my son, yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Beat him, beat him, beat him and beat him.
Oh, dear.
I feel like you got beaten a lot of table tennis games growing up.
And I let my son win and I shouldn't. He cracks it, Dad, you're playing too well. Welcome to real life, buddy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Monica asks, is it weird to have a picture of yourself on your iPhone lock screen?
Yes.
I think.
Yeah.
But if it's just by yourself.
What do you think?
Yes. What do you want to look at your... That's for a loved one or a niece or something.
Well, who decided that?
Think just yourself, they're going...
Carly has a problem. My sister quit gluten. I made her birthday brownies and lied that they were gluten-free. Oh. Now she's asking for the recipe. Should I tell her the truth, yes or no?
No!
Let her enjoy her gluten.
Obviously there was no problem with that.
Yeah, I reckon she should have not. She would have known herself.
All right, guys, guess what?
What?
That's our show! Problems in the world tonight, and last night is that drugs. Please take my crack team of problem solvers, Ann Edmonds, Matt O'Kane, Kate Langbrook, Dave Thornton. What about the wonderful Harold from Neighbours, Ian Smith, and the brilliant T. Madigan from Gruen? You've been a world brilliant. Go to our Facebook page and let your problem. I love both raps. Mm. Can there be only one winner? On Hughesy, we have a problem. Everyone gets dinner.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.